The first new moon of the new year happens this week, overnight Tuesday to Wednesday, but not before shedding its old light into the lap of love as a way to make ready for what lies ahead. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Early Monday morning, the waning crescent moon slipped past Venus, shedding the last vestiges of its 2020 self into her shining lap of love and beauty. Venus has moved through Scorpio stars into the underworld, and this is where the moon meets her, in the deepest place, before catching up with the sun for its new first new phase of the year. Then on Thursday, the moon will take counsel with almost all of the remaining naked eye planets, first meeting Saturn, then Jupiter, then Mercury. So imagine this like having a huddle with your posse and ask yourself, who in my life brings wise counsel? That's Saturn. And who fires my ambition for the future? That's Jupiter. And who helps me to articulate my plans and get the word out? That's Mercury, messenger of the gods. Later in the month, the moon will have a face-to-face encounter with the year when it meets Mars at first quarter on January 20th. Right now, it's good to recall January last year, how things were rumbling, but there was no way to imagine or even to forestall what was coming our way. Now, we can look back and commit to being quiet but ardently proactive, and to let these words of John O'Donohue inform our new beginnings. Once the soul awakens, the search begins, and you can never go back. From then on, you are inflamed with a special longing that will never again let you linger in the lowlands of complacency and partial fulfillment. The eternal makes you urgent. You are loath to let compromise or the threat of danger hold you back from striving toward the summit of fulfillment. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams